Good morning. Clouds were on the increase last night as a southerly wind transported in some moisture from the Ohio Valley. Still, rain showers are holding off well to the west, and despite mostly cloudy skies, temperatures will climb nicely today, starting out mainly in the 40s, but we'll see readings push through the 50s and into the lower to mid-60s on average by mid to late afternoon. All of this out ahead of the next cool front, which is currently moving through the central and eastern Great Lakes. That front will be on our doorstep later this afternoon and into the evening hours, and we'll have an increasing chance of showers throughout the day, first in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, then in the Hudson Valley by the drive home, and eventually through the rest of New England as we head through the evening hours. There could even be a rumble of thunder with the passage of the front later on this evening. Temperatures behind the front will drop back into the 40s overnight tonight as some of the clouds begin to break up. And with high pressure building in tomorrow, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the lower 60s. On Thursday, we'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds. It'll be breezy but mild with highs reaching the mid-60s before the next front makes an approach on Friday. Out ahead of that front, we'll see even milder air with the developing southwesterly wind pushing temperatures into the lower 70s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm is possible by the end of the day on Friday. The best chance of wet weather for the end of the week will be after dark Friday night and into the early morning hours on Saturday. Then we'll dry it out with increasing sunshine Saturday afternoon, although the breeze will kick in out of the northwest, pushing in cooler air for the weekend. Highs on Saturday will be in the middle to upper 50s, and with lots of sunshine back into the upper 50s on Sunday. Sunshine and high pressure will continue into the early part of next week on Monday, with highs bouncing back towards 60. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the central and southern plains into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Moderate instability and weak inhibition associated with a stationary frontal zone will combine with moderate shear to produce semi-organized and sustained thunderstorms starting this afternoon. Isolated bouts of damaging wind could be the primary risk across the region, with marginally severe hail possible as well. Meanwhile, a new storm moving through the Rockies is producing another spring snowstorm. Winter storm warnings are in effect for the central Rockies and adjacent high plains, where 8 to 15 inches of snow is expected, with localized areas up to 12 to 18 inches of snow in parts of Wyoming. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Komatsu, Japan, at 3 a.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Klamath Falls, Oregon, at 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time last evening. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 34 degrees, with a west wind at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 31, 54% relative humidity, a south wind at 13 miles per hour, gusting to 24, and the barometer at 30.27 inches, and currently it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 7 below zero at Burgess Junction, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy, breezy with showers and temperatures falling through the 50s during the afternoon. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 61 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 44, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.43 inches, which is 19 hundredths below normal, and for the year, 7.05 inches, which is 2.57 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 21 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 344, and for the season, 5,841. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high 91 set in 2012 and the record low 22 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:12 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:39 p.m. 13 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy today, with showers developing later this afternoon, and highs in the lower to mid-60s, though staying in the 50s across the mountains. More showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight, with lows in the upper 30s, 20s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds and windy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm late this afternoon, highs in the mid to upper 60s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy today with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the lower 60s. More showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm late this afternoon and highs in the mid-60s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm late this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-60s. More showers, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s, partly sunny, breezy, and mild on Thursday in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday, windy and mild with a late-day shower or thunderstorm in the lower 70s. A morning shower Saturday, then increasing sun and breezy back into the mid-50s. Upper 50s with abundant sunshine on Sunday, and mostly sunny Monday with highs right around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.